on the mitigation, the less likelihood it would be that number.
Dr. Fauci says over the next couple of weeks, the number of cases and deaths will increase. But he says that should not discourage people because safety efforts are working.
President Trump is urging Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to take in passengers from a Holland America cruise ship with nowhere to dock. Four passengers on board have died with coronavirus. DeSantis says he would rather send medical staff to the ship. America's listening to Fox News.
This is number two.
Stuck at home for several weeks. Pet the cat. Watch TV. I'm so bored out of my mind. Never had this much free time. When will there be a vaccine? This social distance is killing me. I'm so stir crazy. Ooh, ooh. I need some help. Ooh, ooh. It drives me crazy. I've quarantined myself. Ooh, ooh. I'm so stir crazy. Ooh, ooh. Like no one else. Ooh, ooh. I'm so stir crazy. It kills my mental health.
I can think of a couple of people being measured being stuck with. For an extended period of time, I don't want to name any names.
God rest their soul.
Can I take something out for you? How about Rich Thomas Weather?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
You walk out the door this morning, immediately you realize how chilly it is, and you might walk back and grab something more extensive than what you were wearing. We're in the low 40s around Prattville and Alexander City, mid-40s elsewhere this morning. A breezy, much cooler day today, but actually closer to normal. Today's high is 69. Normal is 73, believe it or not. Sunshine, clear as a bell tonight, low 44. Tomorrow, a nice afternoon recovery with a high in the mid-70s with more sunshine. Near 80 on Friday and a low 80s on Saturday. A sun and cloud mix both days. Mid-80s on Sunday. Maybe some spotty showers, perhaps. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday. Right now this morning, 45 degrees. North winds at 5 miles per hour. 7:05.
Okay, gang. It's, spring and the grass is growing. And it's not going to stop because of the coronavirus. So, and if the situation, maybe you were using a service, but maybe that's an expense. And I'm not recommending. We don't want to see our lawn hard. Working lawn folks, losing business.
No.
It's affecting everybody. But if you really are in a situation where you can save some money doing it yourself, but your mower's not working, get it to Lewis Lawn. They bring good things to life. I've seen them do it with chainsaws every year. I have two mowers I purchased from them. They go back. One is now entering its 12th season of excellent lawn mowing. Toro, great product. The new product that I think you'll really like is the Ego. These are chargeable mowers, edgers, and trimmers. When you're ready to use them, and that includes a self-propel mower that's comparably priced to the Toro, you just disconnect it, hit the start button, and that's it. No pulling. It just works like a charm. It's a little quieter, too. They carry all the Shindawa products, all the steel products, and anything you purchase there can be brought back for warranty repair if needed or just regular service like I do. Because they can cover everything they sell at Lewis Lawn. Another great local business, observing all COVID compliance recommendations. So have no worries. Stop by and see them at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. You can arrange for delivery. There's a small charge for that, but it's worth it to get your equipment fixed and ready to work. And Chad Sasser, TJ, and that team over there will take great care of you. Ask about the new Ego mowers, edgers, and trimmers at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. That's right next to Walter Craig. And they're open 7 a.m. They just opened a few minutes ago till 5 this afternoon, Monday through Friday. Your local news. And then we will be coming back with today's edition of Random Facts. That'll be followed, of course, by the $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says it's too early to tell when we'll see the peak of coronavirus cases in the state. State health officials are staying in close contact with hospitals across the state about supplies and bed availability. The Alabama legislature has voted to suspend the session until April 28th. In a brief session Tuesday, both the House and Senate quickly voted for the suspension. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh says he is confident that budgets will be passed when the legislature returns April 28th. And strong storms made their way across our area Tuesday morning. Possible tornadoes touched down in Pike and Barber counties. 20 homes were damaged in one Eufaula neighborhood. No serious injuries were reported. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Testing shortage makes it difficult to find out exactly who has the coronavirus.
Many are being told to self-quarantine.
So what does a self-quarantine look like?
I'm stuck in my home. My bones are all bored. I've never had leisure time like this before. Could read a long book. Could learn how to cook. Could start playing chess. But what the hell's a rook? Look up from my phone. Still nothing to say. We know what each other's up to every day. Is this what it's like for me to retire? Guess I'll keep my job and hope I don't get fired.
You're fired!
Like watching paint go dry.
I'm bored.
Got a lot of stuff in my Netflix queue that I've never watched. Guess I'm going to.
I'm bored too.
I'm 100% bored.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The boss does like my show.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On April 1st, 1973, the world welcomed little baby Rachel Maddow. When she entered this world, the doctor made an amazing prediction about the future liberal cable news host.
If you think she's crying now, wait until Trump is elected.
Rachel Maddow, a star is born.
And now, the heck with
Rachel.
It's time for
Rachel.
I love it. Don't know why, but I do.
Nice job.
Did you know, in the 70s and 80s, Walgreens also owned and operated a chain of restaurants called Wags.
Wags.
Yeah.
What did they sell?
I don't know.
It was very similar to Denny's or one of those type of restaurants.
Okay.
Kind of diner type things. Yeah.
Do you remember something that was like Denny's called Sammy's here in the South, the Deep South?
There was one in Fort Lauderdale called Sambo's that...
It was not politically correct.
There's a fine gentleman establishment up in Birmingham called Sammy's.
What are those?
In fact, that restaurant, that was right across from our station, and nobody wanted to go there because, did you see it was... So it shut down in the very early 80s.
I bet. Yeah, it was Sambo's that I'm thinking
of. Oh, okay. There was one, I remember, there was one of those like BuzzFeed articles or one of those lists, and it was restaurants that are no longer around anymore.
Right.
And it talked about Sambo's, but I want to say, I can't remember, the reason was that it had a bunch of like, horribly racist pictures all over the wall or something like that.
I don't remember that.
I don't know that it was that one. It may have been somebody else's. But I can't remember. I can't remember what it was. And it was just like, ooh, how did that ever get off the ground to begin with? Did you know Mission Command Center, used by NASA for such missions as the Apollo 11 moon landing, was built by Philco Ford, a subsidiary of the Ford Motor Company?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. In fact, I didn't know any of these random facts. This next one. Did you know Tom and Jerry actually had different names in their very first episode?
Yes.
Do you remember?
No, I don't remember their names, but you've done
this. I've done this one before? Uh-huh. I did not know I've done this before.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Jasper and Jinx. The cat, Tom, was named Jasper. The mouse, Jerry, was named Jinx.
I don't remember that. You must have done that while I was in Florida or something.
Jasper and Jinx. Did you know the American woodcock, pause for giggle, has...
you said wood.
Yeah, and you said cut.
It has...
What are you, in fourth grade or something?
Yeah, right.
I should play it.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Anything wrong with that?
Yes!
The American woodcock has the largest visual field of not only any bird, but any terrestrial vertebra, because its large eyes are set far back and high on its head. And this is how it gets the largest visual field of any bird.
I didn't know that.
Now, because of the eye placement, it causes its brain to be flipped upside down. It will rock back and forth while foraging and eats its body weight in worms every single day.
Me too.
See if I can get a picture of the American woodcock. Oh, well, that's not a really good picture. I'll have to find a better picture of the American. I don't necessarily want to Google that, but I will. Did you know? It's an element called, I think it's francium. It's either francium or francium, but I think it's francium. This element has never been seen with the naked eye, because a sample large enough to be viewed by the naked eye would generate so much heat that it would vaporize itself almost instantly.
Wow.
It's a chemical element, and it is extremely radioactive.
Do you know what number it is on the...
Atomic number 87.
Okay, I was going to say on the periodic chart. Thank you very much.
If you would like to know that.
Just curious.
Yeah. So.
Number 87.
Did you know? On January 14th, 2005, the Cassini spacecraft landed the, and I'm going to mispronounce this name, and I bet Rick Evans will be able to help me out with the pronunciation, the Huygens probe, H-G-U-Y-E-N-S.
H-G-U-Y-N-E-S. Huygens.
Well, yeah, that.
That.
Anyway, the Cassini spacecraft landed a probe on the surface of Saturn's moon Titan. Or Titan. It is the first probe to land on a surface in the outer solar system and remains the farthest any man-made spacecraft has landed.
Wow.
It also transmitted the sound of wind on the surface of Titan.
Did you see our text from Rick Evans the other night?
He
tried out the Sloppy Joe omelet. Yeah.
And I guess that worked out well for him.
Nice. Did you know This person has more solo number one singles in the dance charts than John Lennon has in the pop and rock category.
Okay, hit me.
Yoko Ono.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That is you.
I wonder if I have any Yoko stuff.
I hope not. Even as a parody, I hope not. Because I can't stand her.
I bet even dogs would freak out. You know, there's only certain sounds that...
There was a video that surfaced not too long ago. I say video, maybe it was just audio. But it was Lennon and Chuck Berry doing a recording together with Yoko adding something.
Yeah. Somewhere unused.
Like a screech of some kind. It was horrible.
Hang on a second. Maybe I can find this real quick because I still don't understand.
Isn't she like 88 now?
Yeah, she's really up there. Wild Turkey. Let's see if that pops up for us here. Cold Turkey.
Plastic Ono Band.
Official music.
Is that what Chuck Berry? Oh no.
Leave me alone. I thought it was Wild Turkey. Must have guessed wrong.
She is 87 years old.
I thought she just had her 88th birthday.
No, she turned 87 in February, yeah.
I got you.
She'll be 88 next year.
Well, she does have songs on YouTube. We're All Water. Want to hear that?
I don't want to hear any of it.
What's the flip side of that, you know?
Here again are the Lennons, John and Yoko, and the number.
It's Dick Cavett.
As soon as we get the buzz out of the speaker... we'll be the flight of the bumblebee if we're not careful.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a funny guy. What's she gonna sing?
This is called. This is called We Are All Water. It's a song from our latest album.
I think the microphone's not working.
Yeah.
Maybe that's by design. Yeah. Good Lord.
She only has one line. It's like the God.
You get to sing on national TV when you're
hosting. This has been a test of the emergency broadcast system.
Yeah. And all over the river region, people waking up, shaking their heads clear, whether they're in bed, sitting on the toilet, already on their work, way to work, are saying...
That is great radio.
You're welcome. One more and then we break.
Well, let me give you a tease then of what's coming up.
You big tease.
I've got another music trivia for you, so okay. Put on those trivia hats.
All right.
You'll enjoy this one. Also, we're going to talk about a city in Ontario that changed its name in 1916. We'll talk about a retired fighter pilot who has one of the longest active duty Air Force pilot careers in history. And we'll also talk about Italian food. Keeping it kind of vague, but that's all coming up on Random Facts.
All right, I want to talk about Kaiser Fine Furniture in Prattville. For the time being, they are not open to the public. I don't understand because it's a huge warehouse. Social distancing shouldn't be an issue, but they want to be COVID compliant. But you can, at this time, if there's something you need, call them at the store, and they can make arrangements for curbside, 272-3164. You can do things like if you want to look at particular items, Stella or whoever takes your call, they can do FaceTime and show you what's available. They can make an appointment for curbside pickup. They're happy to help. Anything they can do. I mean, if there's anything you need in the way of furniture, if you can't find it at Kaiser, it doesn't exist. And obviously, to get through this crisis, they're doing everything they can to drastically reduce the prices on in-stock inventory. It may not be, the best way to shop for furniture, but it's certainly the best way to save by shopping at Kaiser. It's called Buying Wiser, and yes, you pay less in sales tax there than anywhere else. We're very happy Kaiser customers, and we hope they reopen soon. That number again is 272-3164 for phone orders, and I am sharing that information on Facebook right now at 722 Traffic.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a minor accident south Memorial Drive approaching East Main in Prattville. This is going to be right in front of the Title Max Loans at Walgreens. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. In Montgomery, the boulevard around the city, we have light to moderate traffic now at all the major intersections, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We are building just a little bit as we head towards 7:30. Please be cautious. Buckle up. We will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
And now today's episode of The Married Couple.
Honey, where's the remote?
Where did you leave it?
I don't think I had it.
You had it. I never have it. You always have it. King of the remote.
Is Pawn Stars.
Please find it. I hate this show.
Oh, here it is.
I got it.
Where was it?
It was next to my leg the whole time.
Oh, boy.
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now,
here's that marshmallow fallow with part two of
Random.
Random
Marshmallow Fallow.
Hi. It was the best I could do.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. Here we go. Trivia question for you. Both of you.
Yes, sir.
They became the only group and one of just three acts.
ZZ Top.
That had a hit in every year of the 1970s in the UK charts.
In the UK charts?
Yes.
And it's a group or a single artist?
There was a group, but okay. Was one of just three acts to do this. The other two acts were Elvis Presley and Diana Ross. The band eventually had at least one hit every year, but every year between 1970 and 1984.
Are they British?
I need to look this up. Yes, they are. Yeah. They're British.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Stones.
Bombardier. It is not the Stones, and it is not the Beatles. I guess it couldn't be the Beatles.
U2. Yeah.
It is not U2.
Okay.
Rick Astley.
No, it's not Rick Astley. I don't know. What is it?
Hot Chocolate.
Get out.
Well, we would have been here through tomorrow's random facts before I would have guessed them.
Have you seen my gold records on the wall? In well, you haven't been in that room. I've got Hot Chocolate.
Oh. Yeah. I have some. I don't know. I keep meaning to tell you guys about this. I used to work for Styx.
Oh.
Styx?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have three from them. I've gold and a platinum.
I've got about four you know, records on the wall.
The one picture I got to find is a picture of me with the guys in the band, Tommy, JY, presenting me with one of those records. I've got to find that because, well, you'll look at it and you say, gee, what were they doing that night?
Their song from 75, You Sexy Thing, made the top 10 in three decades.
Decades.
Yes.
By the end of this decade, it'll do it again.
Did you know the city of Berlin, Ontario?
East me and I'm Berliner.
Well, this is Ontario, Canada.
Yeah.
The city of Berlin, Ontario, changed its name in 1916 to Kitchener because of anti-German sentiment. Ugh. They very nearly called it Corona.
Oh, that would have been great.
Oh, jeez.
How's that working out for those poor people? Yeah,
let's change it to something better.
In Canada, it was just there was just one word difference. Ich bin ein Berliner. A.
A.
That was supposed to be funny. Was it?
That was funny.
Thanks, Larry.
A.
Did you know of a man by the name of Charles McGee? He is a retired American fighter pilot who saw combat missions in World War II, the Korean War, and Vietnam, making him one of the longest active duty Air Force pilots in history. It spans 30 years. At age 100, still alive, he is also one of the last living Tuskegee Airmen.
Wow. That's amazing. Every part of that is amazing.
Is there one guy left now?
There may be a couple, but nobody with that. I mean, flying combat in three separate wars.
By the way, he was born in Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland.
Who can name the baseball player who was a combat ace in two world wars?
Feller?
Nope. Ted Williams.
Oh, nice.
The numbers he would have compiled had he not spent 5 years of his life in wars.
Can you imagine that?
He would have been the all-time
the numbers.
Everything.
Yeah.
Because he was the best hitter that ever lived. And the reason he was so good as a pilot was because baseball gave him a sense of timing, something's moving fast, and he had 15-20 vision in each eye. So, ace, that means you shot down five.
Yesterday, I binge-watched Ken Burns Baseball.
That's a great documentary. It's a little bit too shamey, but
yeah.
The videos are excellent.
McGee, this year, was the man who brought out the commemorative coin for the coin flip at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Just back in February. Next year, the U.S. Mint will issue an America the Beautiful quarter commemorating the Tuskegee Airmen. It depicts a Tuskegee Airman suiting up with two P-51 Mustangs flying overhead. And the motto, they fought two wars.
Yeah, they did. Very true.
I was trying to find how many are still alive, and I could not quickly find that information for you.
The last of the Doolittle guys are gone now.
Yep. That just happened, right?
Yeah.
And finally, I think it's a random fact that I've done before, but it never hurts to repeat some of the more interesting ones. Did you know that we call it spaghetti, but that is the plural version? In Italian, an I at the end of a word is plural, and an O is singular. So a single spaghetti noodle is called a spaghetto.
A spaghetto?
Yep. This goes for other Italian dishes as well. Panino.
That'd be a good Elvis song. I had spaghetti.
And the spaghetti.
And the snow flies.
And it grows on trees.
Raviolo. Fettuccino. All of those, they're the single forms of everything there. Those are your random facts.
Hey, you had a random fact one time. How many days can Easter vary? You knew that number.
If I remember correctly, it can be as early as the 22nd of March because it's all connected to the moon.
Okay.
Lunar cycle.
And what's the latest it can be?
I believe the 28th of April. I could be wrong on that, but I know I went to Easter service on April 22nd in 2005. Because I was here a few days later. That was the last thing I did in Florida before I moved to Montgomery. Was they had a pastor down there who since was removed from his position for diddling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very popular guy, too, man. I mean, this place had the second biggest land property in all of Fort Lauderdale County, Broward County. And because he was so charismatic, and he got his charisma left his pants and went somewhere else. So, okay. And really impacted. I mean, so many people were swept up, and I went, I attended his services frequently. Great guy. He just made a big mistake, and it cost them dearly. We have a sponsor. I am, Saturday morning, we had at least three calls from folks who have gone out to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses and enjoyed two things, the beauty and the bounty. Do you like that?
The beauty and the bounty.
And the value of the merchandise they sell.
I like that.
The three B's. The
big and bouncy beauty. What's the
That's a Who album.
Oh, yeah.
But here's a place. They picked a great time to come and join our team here. Kind of a secret. They're about 20 minutes east. So if you want a nice but relatively short drive in the country, and you want to be surrounded by amazing plants, everything they grow, I was telling Clay Forer, he doesn't have a green thumb, he's got a green arm. It's always bigger, it's always more, like I said, bountiful. Take a look at everything from their hibiscus. We have geraniums in our yard that have just by their mere presence given it a dose of color that it desperately needed. And huge, these macho ferns are amazing. Now, you see these, you may see these plants in front of one of the, you know, stores here. Those are, you know, on the short side compared to what you'll find. 10-inch begonias are just $8. They're regularly 12. It's a cash and check business. I should let you know that. Zinnias, beautiful flowers, and everything in a pot. And where are the tomatoes? I've got a...
The big boy tomatoes.
Actually, they're the, I was calling that yesterday. Oh, big 10-inch pots of sun-loving million bells. Wow. Hibiscus, where are those tomatoes? There they are, flat. A Better Boy tomatoes, just $12. There's 36 plants.
Oh, Better Boy.
Gotcha. Per flat.
Wow.
But they're big boys when they grow up. And they're already in pots. That's 36 plants for $12. So I am unretiring. Greg Akers is going to be in business. I'm going to hope to get out there Saturday and pick up some of those and some of those flowers because we can
Greg
use...
Greg Akers is the best
for me. That's kind of what it was, too. So look them up on Facebook. I've shared their page. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, again, get on Vaughan Road, head east about 20 to 25 minutes, and you'll come right to it. And tell Clay and the folks out there you heard about him here on Newstalk 93.1 FM at 7:34. It's time for that much-anticipated $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
I think it'll be quick and easy here. What were the original names of Tom and Jerry?
Oh, boy.
Hey, there you go. Now, look, yesterday we had to give the number twice, and then all the lines lit, so we know you're listening. It's time to show some team spirit.
Yeah, but yesterday, Robbie Robot was interrupting us. Remember?
Oh, that's right. We had the EAS guy, yeah. Bum. 272-9228. 272-9228. We'll be waiting for your calls right now.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good morning, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We had an accident earlier on South Memorial Drive in Prattville as you approach East Main. This is going to be right in front of Tidal Max and the Walgreens across from the McDonald's. We understand they moved that into a parking lot now, but watch out for emergency vehicles if you're motoring through the area. In Montgomery right now, things are looking slow to moderate as far as traffic everywhere. We have a very light boulevard all the way around the city. I-65 and 85 moving at the speed limit. We have no accidents to report at this time. Buckle up and drive carefully. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Well, I'm looking at the phone here. I hate to do this.
Oh, no. You're not going to play anything from Lawrence Welk, are you?
I was
going to
play this, but unfortunately I can't. Because for whatever reason, the stupid thing won't give me any volume, Jay.
Jay?
It's set up right, right?
That is interesting, because it's playing. And you played from there earlier, so I don't know why it's not. I mean, it's playing. What's going on?
I don't know. This happened yesterday, too. One took way...
A Modern Spiritual by Gail and Dale.
A Modern Spiritual by Gail and Dale. 272923.
We're doing one toke here.
One toke over the line, sweet Jesus. One toke over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One toke over the line.
Don't you know that it's...
Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary. Hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One toke over the line. Hope it's me. I've been changing, as you can plainly see.
I felt the joy and I learned about the pain
that my mama said.
If I should choose to make a part of me, would surely strike me dead.
It took that to get it going, but Ragtop, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey.
Just fine. Nice to hear from you. Ready to win this $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question?
Okay, what was Tom and Jerry's original name? What were they?
Jasper and Jinx.
Absolutely. Yes, they were.
Yay.
You are a winner of a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate.
Yes, I can sure use that, too.
Good.
Great. Good deal.
Good. You doing okay through this crisis?
Well, I'm actually still having to work.
Yeah.
So I'm in the healthcare profession.
Oh.
So we're working.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody is in the healthcare profession.
Yeah. Well, you take care of yourself. Stay safe.
Right?
Hang on.
Yes.
Jay's going to talk to you. Hey, Don, you're a bridesmaid today.
Hi, Don.
Well, listen, I only knew half of it, but I figured I could get $5, but I couldn't stand any more of that music.
Ah, good. See, it worked. And I'm gonna, I don't know what the deal is. Like, yesterday... Well, we had the EAS override.
Right.
But once we do it the second time, then everybody calls. Maybe they're just trying to push our buttons. I don't know.
Not sure.
Thank you for the call, Don. And by the way, I have to tell you, going back the last 2 days worth of work, 2 weeks worth of work days, every morning I've been going out behind the building to the Thinking Stoop on a regular basis.
What's the traffic like?
It's been diminishing almost daily, the volume.
Yeah.
Like, this morning, I've been here on a couple of weekends where you expect to see. The other day, and it was, I think it was Monday morning, I counted 20 seconds before a car going either way on 85. Now, that's during 6 to 7 rush hour on a weekday.
Somebody said to me about the number of cars in a driveway at our street on a weekday now. It's just eerie. It's just really strange to see everybody's car is home.
I don't know if you had a chance to take a look at it, but my buddy David Blackman, who does that great blog out of Texas, dbdailyupdate.com,
right?
He's been getting tired of, you know, all the negative focus on it, and he said, here are some positive things that are coming out of this, and one of it is businesses are realizing, hey, we can have a lot of our folks work at home, which will take cars off the street. And we could end up solving, you know, rush hour congestion in a lot of places.
Do you think this will spill over after the virus is over, that people will start, more and more people will start working from home?
I do. I don't know how happy the folks who, you know, have to sell office space are going to be with that. But, if it helps them run more efficiently, that may be a thing. I am glad I don't have a studio in the house. Because I would be lazy.
Hang on.
I need to have to go to a place. And let's see. Jesse Lynn. Hey. Oh, my goodness. Timmy, I feel like a winner.
How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great to hear your voice. Everything okay in your world?
Everything's going as good as can be expected, that's for sure. But, you know, we're just trying to stay safe, stay healthy, so we can get back out on the road as soon as all of this gets gone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last time we spoke with you, you were in Nashville, I believe.
Yes, and we were actually in Nashville when we got called off the road.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, you were called off the road because of the virus? Or weren't you in Nashville shortly after the tornado, I think, right? No?
Yes, we were there just a week after that happened and was actually there for about a 2-week stay, and this was kind of when the coronavirus started ramping up really hot and heavy, and our management called and said, pack the rig up, coming home, it's about to sit for a while.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to have you come and sit in with us one of these days.
I know. I need to make my way over there since I'm back home for Lord knows how long now. I need to come fresh, you guys.
That would be a blast. Maybe. I would love to hear you and Rich Thomas do a duet on One Toke Over the Line.
Oh, well, we could totally do it. Oh, I think we could so do it. Rich, let's do it.
Yeah, no problem. I'm up for it.
You could be the next Brewer in Shipley, although you're already great as Jesse Lynn. Yeah, I want to come back and play some of your music and remind people how really talented you are.
Well, you are too sweet. I appreciate you guys as always. And also, real quick, we're doing a live Q&A session tomorrow night on Facebook Live, so 7 o'clock. So just anybody wants to chime in on Facebook Live, y'all come join us and ask us some questions.
All right.
Will
wonderful.
You remind me in the afternoon tomorrow to put that up on my Facebook page and remind everybody?
I certainly will do it.
Just tell Rosie who you is, and we will get it on.
I will do it. I will tell Rosie who I be, and we will get rolling.
Great to hear from you.
It really
have a great
is.
Day.
You are one of the most relentlessly cheerful people. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Wasn't that a nice surprise?
Yeah. Sure is. No doubt.
All right, here is One Toke Over the Weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
As chilly as it feels out there, and it is a huge change after the big storm system that brought the tornadoes and damaging winds to the southeastern U.S. yesterday, it is actually closer to normal for this time of the year. For instance, the normal low is 47. At this hour, we're 45. And tomorrow morning will be a little bit lower. So breezy, much cooler today with a high temperature up to about 69. Incidentally, the normal high is 73. So what we've actually done is just adjust closer to normal. Sunshine today, clear as a bell tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a nice afternoon recovery after that chilly start. We'll be in the mid-70s tomorrow with more sun, near 80 Friday. Low 80 Saturday, a sun and cloud mix. And then mid-80s on Sunday with some spotty showers, perhaps. Better chance of rain Monday. Right now this morning, Prattville 42, Alexander City 43. It's 45 out of Danley Field here at 7:45.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
That's really not what I wanted to say. and we haven't played anything by Barney in a long time. A, because I don't do it to annoy
Joey.
But we do have a special edition of Barney on parents in lockdown so kids can understand why their parents are being different. So I think we should play this as a PSA before we go to Fox Business. Are we all on board with that, everybody? Can I get some support?
No.
Anybody?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about your parents in lockdown. Your family is on lockdown, and your parents seem irrational. Daddy's bloodshot eyes. Mommy sits and cries. Now they realize they're really not compatible. Crisis can bring families together, kids. But maybe not yours. It's been tense between your parents stuck at home. And you kids all day just sit and moan and groan. So your daddy took off one night, said,
I'm going to buy some butt wipes.
But then daddy never ever came back home. So now on top of the plague, you're heartbroken. And you have to wipe with your sock. Wash your hands. Barney loves you.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Home Depot is making changes to keep staff and customers safe. It's limiting the number of people allowed into stores at one time. It's also eliminating major spring promotions to avoid bringing too many shoppers in. Home Depot already is closing stores at 6 p.m. to allow allow more time for sanitizing and restocking. It's also paying weekly bonuses to employees in its stores and distribution centers. Full-time hourly workers will be receiving a $100 bonus. Part-time workers are being paid an extra $50. And it's doubling overtime pay for hourly employees. People are staying home, but social distancing is not keeping Americans from drinking cocktails, wine, and beer. A Nielsen study says sales of alcoholic beverages in the U.S. rose 55% in the week ending March 21st. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda. Invested in you.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health says it's too early to tell when we'll see the peak of coronavirus cases in the state. State health officials are staying in close contact with hospitals across the state about supplies and bed availability. Strong storms made their way across our area Tuesday morning. Possible tornadoes touched down in Pike and Barber counties. 20 homes were damaged in one Eufaula neighborhood. No serious injuries were reported. And the Alabama legislature has voted to suspend the session until April 28th. In a brief session Tuesday, both the House and Senate quickly voted for the suspension. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh says he is confident that budgets will be passed when the legislature returns April 28th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are five ways to sell it fast. Number one, price it to sell, not to sit. Number one reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details on selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now at 7:51. Simba. Time for today's edition of Animal Stories, True Tales, no pun intended, from the Wild Kingdom, including some amazing dog facts. Wolfman, take us to the vocal. I'm just shedding the disappointment at the moment. By the way, we had to take Briscoe. He's my Chewbacca dog, the little widget-headed gizmo face, black-bearded, cat-headed thing. Mr. Thing, Mr. Gub. For an ear checkup.
Yeah.
It's been prone to some issues with them. And they really have it set up well for curbside. They come out with an umbrella. They're wearing gloves and everything, and they take the dog, and you have to go inside or anything like that.
Oh, I didn't know so how they were doing that. So the lobby is obviously closed.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
So curbside, that's how they're doing it. And I found out some interesting stuff. That I'll get to in a moment. The one story we do have today, the Stonehouse Urban Winery in Hagerstown, Maryland, has been offering curbside pickup in order to follow government guidelines amid the novel coronavirus pandemic. They're using a 75-pound brindle named Soda Pup to help them out. The dog wears a special vest that allows it to carry two bottles of wine at a time to a customer's car.
That's cool.
And the owners say they've given the animal plenty of rest as well. They're not overworking it. Back to the amazing facts. Why are dogs' noses wet?
Why?
This fact may answer a long-standing question that dog owners have. Vet Street says the answer is that dogs' noses are wet to help them absorb chemicals. The nose secretes a special mucus that helps to absorb these chemicals, and then they lick their noses to sample them, helping understand what the smell is. The Beatles song, did you know this? This is like right out of random facts.
The Beatles song,
A Day in the Life. That song by the Beatles has a frequency that only dogs can hear.
Is that on that last note, which is supposed to be the longest note in rock music?
Paul McCartney said in 2013 that he added a frequency only dogs can hear to the end of the Beatles
song. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So okay. Watch your dog when you play this song. How's that for an amazing dog pet? I want to hear some excitement. And three dogs survived the sinking of the Titanic. I never heard that story.
I've never heard of how.
They said the dogs were in first class, included a Pomeranian puppy, which the owner wrapped in a blanket to escape with. Everyone thought she was carrying a baby. Another Pomeranian and a Pekingese were also rescued. So move over, Rose and Jack. Those are your animal stories for today.
Yeah.
Now here's Love Animal J. Scott.
Love Animal.
I'm just trying to establish some continuity.
We just call him L.A.
Wouldn't be the first time I've been called that.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
First time for a guy. Did you know? Well, not did you know, but Millbrook Family Chiropractic is located in Millbrook.
You're kidding.
It's one of those obvious random facts. Millbrook Family Chiropractic, located in Millbrook. You can call them at 285-8483. They're accepting new patients. They're still open. They're doing their part. I mean, it's a medical facility. They're going to remain open for you. They want to make sure that you are, you're in good health. And you're not in ache and pain and that sort of thing. Maybe you woke up stiff. Maybe you've been stiff for a couple of days and, you know, had some aches and pains and that sort of thing in the body. And, Greg had an issue with his leg just recently.
Right.
These are things that Millbrook Family Chiropractic can help you out with. And no better place to help you out than MillbrookChiropractor.com. That is their website. You can go there to get more information and to get all the information that I'm telling you now. 285-8483. They're low. They're their exact location, they're all their hours. Plus, you can fill out all the new patient forms there. You can even schedule an appointment right from their website. It is MillbrookChiropractor.com. Dr. Jeff Passley and the team there are there to help you get better and make you feel better, and they want to do that for you. But you've got to take that first step and make that call, make that appointment. Go to MillbrookChiropractor.com for more information about Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
All right, head down to the traffic dungeon at 756.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service equipment and liner replacements and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. Skipper Pools.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a good bit of traffic on the road now around the boulevard. Congestion at the major intersections, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. A little busy on Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson inbound. Use caution. Buckle up. No accidents anywhere to report this morning. If anything happens you need to know about, we'll have it for you right here on Montgomery Skywatch. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want. They'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
This would be a good time to jump in and remind you that Don Duncan, this is the kind of guy he is. You know, on Veterans Day, all veterans get the works for free. He loves to give back to the community. And right now, for those who are on the front lines in the fight against this thing, everybody from first responders, people who work in any medical profession, and yes, those who have had to deal with checkout lines at grocery stores, our cashiers and others. If you've been working overtime, he wants to take care of you, and 50% flat, 50% off the basic service they call the works. That's an oil change, tire rotation, fluid check, safety inspection of brakes. They vacuum out the car, and like anybody else, if you need some kind of arrangement to facilitate it, they're happy to do it. So that's for those on the front lines against COVID-19. All three Don Duncan locations are participating. You can look up Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook or scroll down my wall. I've got it posted there as well. Just let them know when you need to come in, and they'll take care of it. As we welcome you to April.
Hello, and welcome to April, the fourth month in the Gregorian calendar. There is so much more to April than just Easter. April is also Soy Foods Month, National Poetry Month, National African American Women's Fitness Month, Alcohol Awareness Month, National Pet First Aid Awareness Month, Emotional Overeating Awareness Month, National Sexually Transmitted Diseases Month, and Straw Hat Month. So, this April, enjoy a tofu burger while writing a sonnet about Venus Williams as you acknowledge you're hammered while attempting to give your cat CPR and realize that you're shoving pizza down your throat only because you're depressed that those bumps down there might be something serious and, you know, you can't find your favorite straw hat. You see, it's way more than just Easter. Welcome to April.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market, and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and is going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in that's got chocolates, sea salt, all